It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Andre Watts recently canceled a gig with the Philadelphia Orchestra for health reasons. The 70-year-old pianist has prostate cancer. "It's Andre's wish that we be straight about that," said his manager, Linda Martyr. "Men of a certain age have this problem. Survival rates for this type of cancer are typically very high." The diagnosis was made only weeks ago, and the pianist, who is now based at Indiana University in Bloomington, has been to the Mayo Clinic to determine the appropriate treatment. Watts was born in Germany, grew up in Philadelphia, and came to national attention in 1963, performing with the New York Philharmonic with Leonard Bernstein. Former Seoul Philharmonic music director Chung Myung-hwan has been cleared of all embezzlement accusations. The allegations first came about last year after a Korean broadcast station accused him of writing off millions by manipulating his travel expenses. An investigation into travel records from 2005 to 2015 revealed no suspicious or illegal activity, though. "I am happy that after a thorough investigation, all the accusations against me have proven to be groundless," said Chung. Although the conductor has been cleared of all embezzlement accusations, he is still under investigation for his alleged role in the defamation of a former orchestra CEO. BBC Music Magazine surveyed 151 conductors working across the world to come up with a top 20 great symphonies list. Each conductor was asked to name his or her top three symphonies in any order, and then the magazine processed those picks into a top 20 list. The Eroica, Beethoven's Third Symphony, came in at number one, followed by his ninth, The Choral. Mozart's Last Symphony, number 41, The Jupiter, was in third place, while Mahler occupied the next two places with his ninth and second symphonies, respectively. Oliver Condy, editor of the magazine, admitted it was no great surprise that Beethoven's Third dominated. "Conductors love conducting it," he said. "They love it because there is just so much to it. There's so much happening. That opening is a real punch in the face." You can see the whole list on the BBC Music Magazine website, and it's also in the September issue. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.